The following is brought to you by the Starfleet Podcast Network, SPN, The Spin.
Big J's Beef!
Welcome to Big J's Beef. I am Big J, sitting here next to Nico, who has not been following Star Trek for the last several weeks. Is that true?
That's true.
Why?
I'm a slacker.
Why have you not been following Star Trek? That's like all we do and all we talk about.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm a slacker.
What else could you be doing in life besides watching Star Trek? You don't know?
Just random things.
Random things. Okay, so see, this is what I have to deal with. So anyway, there was the big talk recently has been the possible selling of Paramount and CBS, whatever, to Skydance. And it looks like that's going to be probably falling through. And not so much getting specifics into the sale of it, but I wonder what the future of Star Trek would be in any kind of deal like that in regards to streaming or the future of it. Because a lot of times, and I've been listening to an audiobook recently about the first 50 years of Star Trek, and they were talking about the topic when NBC bought Desilu Studios and Star Trek kind of just came with it, and they didn't want it, didn't like it, tried everything they could to be done with it and get it canceled, especially because they just disliked working with Gene Roddenberry. And that got me to thinking, in my opinion, I think that's just going to be the nature of Hollywood. People are going to sell things to make more money, but I don't know. It kind of makes me wonder, are they going to mess around and do something like this to make the money? And do you think it's possible that if the next person didn't care much for Star Trek, they would cut it off and end it right there?
I don't know if the fans would let that happen. You know, because there's so much recent things with Discovery and Strange New Worlds and several other things that were probably brought in because of fans. So, you know, as much as a company gets something like a partition like Star Trek in their business, I would think that, you know, they're going to have to do something with it because the popularity has grown. And, you know, so even though it might not be something that's on like the primetime times, mm-hmm. there's such a bigger following now. Like and I don't know, because way back when they first started Star Trek, there was like what, one season, and then they kind of shut it down and threw it out. And, you know, like there was still a following. There was like reruns and, you know, there was popularity even then. So,
well, the original series, it went for three seasons, but basically it was like an uphill fight for that in regards to letter writing campaigns to try to keep it on. Fans really worked their asses off to keep that going for a second season and then again for a third season. But like I said, it was an uphill battle fighting Paramount. Because I'm sorry, NBC, because they wanted so badly to get rid of it and not have it. So,
but that was before all the movies too. So yeah. When we look at the movie franchise, and we've had all these movies since then, I can't like, and I, even if you are not a Star Trek fan, those mm-hmm. movies did well, and they,
most of them.
Yeah. But I'm saying like they did well enough that there was another, you know, like several movies one after another. So, you know, since, and I would imagine that, you know, there are people out there and there's that want more of that. So I would say it's the same thing with the TV show. You know, they're going to fight for TV shows to keep going, and whether it's streaming or, you know, movies, I think there's people out there that are going to fight for that.
They will. And the other part of it is, and we were talking about this over the last week in a couple different review podcasts that I was on, in regards to how streaming is done now and how the seasons of Star Trek happen. We have, it seems like five seasons is the new seven. Back in the 90s, You had 7 seasons of Star Trek. Well, that is with TNG, Voyager, and DS9. 24 or so episodes per season. But there's been a lot of talk about, well, now we only get these 10-episode seasons that are happening for all of these shows. And my argument with that is, well, the budgets are so much higher. The production value is so much higher. There's so much more that's getting put into each episode where you can't afford to have these 20 episode seasons anymore. And the other thing, this was the big thing that I brought up. The other problem is that each year of a show that you have, your cast can start wanting more money and more, and their demands get higher. So it starts getting more expensive. And the risk you run is having a situation that you have with something like The Big Bang Theory, where you had one actor, that was Jim Parsons, who played Sheldon Cooper, wakes up one day and decides, I don't want to do this anymore. And then the show's over. All these people out of work, actors, writers, producers, all of it. Basically, you find yourself in a position where your show is controlled by one person. And I think there are a lot of reasons behind having these shorter episode seasons. But in my opinion, there are a lot of streaming shows that are like that. And I think that probably is part of it, is the longer you're on, the more of a chance you get to where you have an actor that can control the entire show.
They're bringing in a lot of, with a lot of the newer stuff, they're bringing in a lot of different people and new people. So I would say, yeah, budgeting, probably the cost for that is much more controlling factor than us seeing like what we did with The Next Generation, where we had all those people that were, like you said, kind of like Sheldon, where they were well known and on there. So if we can get new actors and actresses.
Talk into the mic. You keep leaning away from it.
Okay. You keep. Stop. I think that may not be a problem then if they can get, like, you know, people that are just starting out or younger or people that haven't been well known for a long time on something. They can just, you know, make a new series or whatever. But I think that's going to be one of the factors too.
In Lower Decks, if you heard about that, Lower Decks got canceled and Strange New Worlds is being renewed for another season. I don't know about you, but did you watch much Lower Decks by any chance?
I didn't.
Okay. Well,
but you're animated, right?
You're not missing a whole lot. Yeah. Yeah. It's basically, it is an animated show. And honestly, it makes a lot of references to past Trek. And I feel like that has become kind of all that the show was about. So in my opinion, I wasn't too worked up about that happening because I just didn't really care for it. I don't really care for it as a whole. But what's the most recent Star Trek you've watched? Let's talk about that. I just now found out you haven't been keeping up with it, so I'm very upset and shocked. But this season of Discovery, you would like. It's been pretty good, and it's the last season.
Well, then I'd have to backtrack and go through the other seasons.
So what?
I don't like to start in the middle of something, so.
You didn't watch the fourth season? Or the third?
I don't remember. Oh, my God. I don't remember.
I need a new Star Trek partner to sit and talk with because. You're hindering the whole thing.
I don't remember.
Just make it Big J's beef with no Nico because she doesn't like Star Trek.
I do too. I'm just not obsessed as you are.
Oh, I'm obsessed? I'm not obsessed with Star Trek.
How?
You think I'm obsessed with Star Trek?
Maybe.
How? Because I know too much about it?
Well, yeah. You can watch an episode and then know everything about it. And I don't. I was having to like take notes while I was watching stuff because I don't remember everything, especially like for a 30 minute episode or whatever, you know. Short-term memory.
It's 30. They're not even that short. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, you're talking, Jesus, it's hot in this room. 40, 45 minutes.
You got to write notes.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't write notes, but I probably should.
Well, that's what I was having to do because I'm, you know, not having short-term memory. I was having to write notes to get through that short chunk. So, you know, like when it's the movies, and but I don't have that memory like you do where you can say, oh, it was this episode and this, you know, line and this character. And so I'm, you know, like a normal person that's at a loss for all of that.
So now I'm not normal. Okay. I'll take that.
No.
You're probably right.
I mean, I don't know. There's a special world for the people that just have that memory that just like runs the episodes through their head. Like it's, you know, a movie reel. And I don't have that. So.
What plays in your head? Cats running around and jumping.
I think there's just like fuzz, static.
Fuzz.
Dust bunnies.
So you got dust bunnies just happening all...
They're just floating around in there.
Well, you should definitely... I don't know if you're going to have to rewatch or something. Yeah, but you're missing out on some good Star Trek.
I probably am.
There's going to be a Starfleet Academy, that series. A movie called Section 31, which is going to be a two-hour streaming on CBS Plus. I'm sorry, Paramount Plus. Jeez.
See, I don't have Paramount Plus either, so that's, you know, that's one of those things. Like,
I'll help you find it and get it. I've got the hookup. Well, no, not the hookup, but I mean, you know, you don't have to pay for it because I got Paramount Plus.
See, that means I have to be here when I'm watching stuff, so.
Well... That's not so hard as long as I've got food, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Why? Why don't you cook for me for a change?
We've been through that before.
We've been through that before? Well, maybe we should revisit that.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I'll give you some like chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
Yeah, since we're... Day before Cinco de Mayo, you get chips and salsa.
Way to date the show. You know, I try to keep dates out of it and stuff like that. And why do I have you sitting here?
I don't know.
That's all right. That's okay. It happens. No, we don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. We can. I mean, I don't drink.
Nobody said you had to drink.
But we already went to a Mexican restaurant.
I know. Well, we can do
just today. Today was it. If you had been watching Star Trek and keeping up with it, then I might have... said, yeah, I'll take you out again, but...
Don't tell me that you don't date things, because there's dates, like, all over Star Trek. Stardate this and stardate that.
Yes,
so.
In the show, yes, stardates. I'm talking about this freaking recording. No, that's I don't care.
We could stardate it.
No. Yeah, what's today's stardate?
I don't know.
May 4th, 2024. Okay, that's it for Big J's Beef. Thank you for sitting and listening to myself and Nico drone on for a little bit. So thank you for sitting here with me for a little bit today.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm glad we got it air cleared that I've failed in my duties of watching my show.
Yes. Yeah. So hopefully we will correct that. Okay. Well, let's get done with this. You can go watch Star Trek.
Okay.
Bye.
Where's the beef?
We are Beyond Trek Podcast. Lower your inhibitions and surrender your years. We will add inspirational and hilarious Trek content to your day. Your attention will adapt to subscribe to us. Resistance is futile.